T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I have to admit, I'm casting a wary eye on our new man, Colsey. Things have changed. Things are different.
And now it's Colsey again.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know who he is. He's Folsey, Colsey, Maddie, whoever he is. That's part of the problem, Ron. Who is he? Is this guy?
He hasn't defined
himself. Who is this mystery man?
He has no definitive personality that we can focus in on.
Exactly.
He hasn't defined himself yet to us.
And I can't help but notice the first week with both of us, he calls in sick one day and he's here the next. How sick was he, Ron? Plus, he has to leave at 11:30 today.
He's leaving early this morning.
What's
know.
Going on here with Colsey?
I don't know. I had high grades for him last week.
So did
week,
I, even though
man,
I wasn't here.
They've slipped badly with his performance this week.
Maddie, the floor is yours. What's going on here? Are you interviewing for another job? Are you out already?
No. There's nothing like that happening. I mean, I would rather have done something like that than gone through what I went through over the last 24 hours. I don't know what happened.
You don't look worse for the wear.
Yeah,
you look
the same
fine.
As you did on Monday.
Well, that's a good
Tuesday.
Thing. I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I was just totally knocked out.
Sounds like Crowley disease you had.
It might be.
A touch of the Crowleys. A lot of people getting it back there, Ron. Crowley's infected the place
many
ways.
I think he has spread his evil germs all over the place.
He might have. Matt. In all seriousness,
glad
I'm glad that you're
back.
Feeling better.
Thank
Sorry
you.
That you're leaving today. Not sure I'm buying that excuse for an appointment that you couldn't possibly change. But okay,
so do
it's
we
your
have,
private
that
business.
One is, that one is true.
Who's coming
well.
In
do
here?
We have the big boy, Nicholas,
Callis?
Coming in.
Yes, you do. Callis is coming in at 11:30-ish.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Vogelback.
He's a good man.
They don't call him Vogelback for nothing, right?
Yeah.
He's a legend. All right. Glad you're okay. Let's check in on Ron's well-being.
I'm hanging in there, Joe. That's about it. I'm just hanging in there, delighted to be here today. A lot to talk about, as always, and looking forward to sitting across from you. You look like you're going golfing with that sweater on today, that top.
I plan
on
it,
new?
Yes.
Is that new?
No.
Looks,
no,
it
I've
looks
had this
new.
For a while.
I like the
nice
sunglass on the top of the ball
cap. Yeah, it looks
cap.
Good,
look,
doesn't it?
It does
yeah.
look good.
Today's Even when there's no sun.
The PGA is starting today.
John Daly's leading already.
That. I saw that. What a story he is, huh?
I was going to say
now,
I like
will
him.
You watch,
no, I don't.
Will
I like watching him.
Will you watch any of the tournament?
Yes, I will.
You will?
I'm a golf guy now, Ron.
Okay. I thought
Surely
you,
you've heard.
I thought you were a golf guy playing, not to actually watch it.
Maddie, have you ever... been with us when we've engaged in a morning six-pack, when we've cracked a morning
and
six-pack.
And I love the six-pack.
I'm sure you've heard of this, haven't you?
I have, yes. I've listened to it before.
Horse had the little sound of a can opening. Perhaps you can follow in Horse's footsteps.
Let me see what I can do.
How do you compare him to Horse so far, Ron?
Well, at least Horse showed up. You know, we can't always
late
say that
sometimes,
about him.
Yes, Matty does show up.
Who was more late?
He's here.
Who was later, Horse or Zeiss?
Nobody's as late as Zeiss.
Yeah, that's true, too.
The most common phrase in the history of the fan, it whether
where's
it's producer,
Zeiss?
Yes, producers, other hosts, where's Zeiss?
That's true.
Usually at about 6:05.
It's true.
All right, Ron. Let's go around
let's
the horn a little
pack.
Bit today.
Let's do a six-pack. I'd like that. I'd like to start with that.
We have Tony Grossi out of Cleveland at 11. A lot happening there with Deshaun, namely the quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Mayfield, what's going to go on. But first... hockey from last night.
Oh,
man. It was sure painful to watch Ryan Lindgren screw up a play, wasn't it, for the Rangers in overtime and have Ian Cole, of all people,
Ian
score
Cole.
The winning goal. That was tremendous.
Was he one of your favorite players when he was here?
Love talking to him.
He was one of the best quotes, and I think he got in trouble for talking too much.
I don't think Sully liked that.
I don't think Sully liked it at all. You know, because he was always available, and he always had an opinion, and I liked that. But that was nice to see him beat Shesterkin, who, by the way, looks to me like he's found his game.
Oh, yeah.
He's really
Was a different style game. The Penguins bombarded him. The Hurricanes really didn't until the third period, but he's playing great.
But as you pointed out, if Carolina has a goaltender who's functional, and I don't mean to say that about the men because he gave it his all. But, I mean, this guy, Rant, is a professional goaltender.
Yeah.
Domingue is a minor league goaltender.
Fringe, I would say.
Right.
And it was much the same, for me at least, in Game 7 when they gave up 4, you know?
Right.
So it was, they didn't get high-level goaltending.
When they needed it.
Carolina did. Ranta made an unbelievable save, by the way. And then, what's his name? Kako missed an open net that would have sealed the game. Were you watching the third period?
I didn't see the third period.
He had an open net, and he missed. It was incredible. It wasn't like a really odd angle type deal. It was like the puck bounces over to him, and he's staring at an open net and missed.
And he's really a good player. I love that.
He was really good in that series.
I love that name, too. That's one of the great ones of all time, isn't it? What is it? Kako or whatever it is? Taco Charlton?
Kako Charlton, yes. And then in overtime, it's Ian Cole, of all people, to win it. Ron, I find myself actively rooting against the Rangers because I don't like the way they played the game against the Penguins. I felt like it was part of their game plan to deliver tons of high hits.
Did you see much of that last night?
I only watched the third period, and it was hockey for the third period.
They didn't go after Aho, or they didn't go after...
I don't know, early in the game. It seems like everybody has that MO against the Penguins, at least physically, but I thought for them, it was high hits, and they wound
up... Took a step further.
Yeah. Lindgren took out Raquel from the series with a high hit, and we saw what happened to Sid, although there's a lot of disagreement on that. Who did I see yesterday? Oh, Mike Rupp, of all people, from AT&T Sportsnet. He said... on an interview, maybe it was in Toronto, and I'm paraphrasing, but I know he used this word. He said the idea that Trouba took Crosby out intentionally is a farce, he said. That was Mike Rupp.
There's a lot of people. I told you Doc Emmerich last with me did not have a real problem with the hit. There's a lot of good, knowledgeable hockey people that didn't think it was a bad hit, and there's a lot of good, knowledgeable hockey people that thought it was a headhunting hit.
Right,
it's a very polarizing play, without a doubt.
But the Rangers,
usually some, you know, are like Tom Wilson type. You know, this was a bad dirty.
But even
hit.
Then, in the NHL, you get people splitting hairs, especially the old school guys.
Right.
They'll tell, "Oh, there was nothing wrong with that. Did he really hit him?"
All
that
good stuff. Hard hockey, right? That's what they say.
Even aside from the Sid hit, I thought that because you have to remember too that Trouba went after Gensel
24 seconds into the game, elbow
with what was indisputably a head-hunting hit,
and
I think.
Penalized for that one.
So I don't like the way the Rangers played that series. I think it's bad for the game, and I'm actively rooting against them for them to lose. You?
No, I don't care. They say they care. They don't care. I don't care who wins. I want to see good games, good hockey. Now,
what did you think of how the Rangers approached the Penguins series? Do you hold anything against them?
No, they won the series. They did what they felt like they had to do to win. You know, if I had to hold anything, it's against the officials for not doing a better job of that. The Rangers did what they had to do to win.
And, so you're again, in favor
still,
of high hits?
They still wouldn't have won if the Penguins had gotten good goaltending.
But that's beside the point of how the Rangers approached it with the high hitting. That's the part I'm talking about.
I'm not in favor of it.
Headhunting.
They're moving on because the officials didn't necessarily call the penalties and the league didn't support the star, in this case, Crosby.
But not every team goes headhunting.
Not every team goes headhunting.
And I don't respect that.
Okay.
I, for one, do not respect
That's
that.
That's fair.
Okay. Can number two. I'm sure you don't respect that either.
I don't. But they did what they had to do to win. Now, you mentioned the other. We're going to talk about the other game. Is that a can unto itself?
It was a can unto itself.
Okay.
But you know what? In sticking with
because you mentioned
the continuum
the games
here.
Last
hockey,
night.
Yes.
Right, right.
When I didn't see any of it. I didn't see it. There it is.
There's the...
10:10 is never too early for that, Maddie, is it?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
Maybe in Dubai, where AB is right now. We're going to get to that in just a minute, Ron.
God.
I know you had tickets to the show on Friday night, and you're disappointed. We'll get to that. I saw this morning. I passed out last night right after the Rangers lost.
No, there's a wait a minute. I don't like your term, passed out. You fell asleep. I normally pass out.
Last night I passed out on the couch right at the beginning of the Warriors game, right after Ian Cole beat the Rangers, and therefore I missed.
So you were satisfied. You fell into a satisfying slumber.
Yeah. And I woke up at 3 a.m. and felt like I had a full night's sleep. And I see the score. 9-6? Are you kidding me? So I go to NHL Network. I watch the highlights. And just watching the highlights felt like I watched a full game. That was spectacular.
9-6. Markstrom is a tremendous goaltender. He's one of the finalists for the Vezina. He gave up 6 goals on 28 shots.
I'm not sure I blamed him for the ones that I saw.
Just the talent in that game. I'm just looking at Gaudreau had 3 assists for Calgary. But, McDavid, again, a goal and 3 assists. Dreisaitl, a goal and 2 assists.
McDavid was phenomenal, as he always is.
He's just become the best player in the world. I don't think there's any debate about it anymore.
Me neither.
There's no debate.
He's one of the most watchable players. Like, he would be on the list. Like, if you we talk about, hey, if you could go back and watch somebody in their prime that you didn't get to see, yes, Bobby Orr would be one for sure. I saw Gretzky and Mario in their primes. I'm watching Sid in his prime or did. I'm not sure if you put a list of all hockey players of all time and said you can watch this guy tonight that he wouldn't be the guy I'd pay for.
I think he's already climbed into the top, 5 or 6 players of all time for me.
Yes. And what he wins and what he doesn't
win. He's only in like his 7th season. He's not even close to being done.
And by the way, it's tough to win with a 41-year-old goalie. I know Mike Smith played really well at times this season, and in the last round, he was a disaster last night. He got pulled early in the game. Is that really their best thinking here, Ron? We have Connor McDavid. We're building around him trying to win a cup. But we're going to stick with a 70-year-old goalie? Yeah, really?
That's been an issue for them all year. I think he's 41. I think he's 41 years old.
He is 41. He had a pretty good season. He did. He had a 915 save percentage. I'll acknowledge that. And he was good in the last round.
Gave away the one game with the pass up the middle. Remember?
Yes, he did.
But then he rebounded, and I think he shut him out in, the 7th game or the 6th game?
Yes.
He was well good enough to win, but you're right. Can he stop a good team like Calgary?
I mean, he also only started 27 games this season. You're going to need to win practically that many to win the cup. It's just, come on. They have to have something better than that. All right, Ron, let's move on to can number 3, and that would be our friend Antonio Brown. You were among the, I'll say thousands who had tickets for this big show.
There might have been a million people that tried to get tickets anyway.
At Enclave, for AB to perform from his new album, Paradigm. Big surprise, he's not going to show at the last second because...
It was supposed to be tomorrow night, right?
Friday night. But it got pushed back to June 3rd.
The only surprise is that he canceled publicly. I would have expected him just not to show
up. That's true.
Tomorrow night.
Right, and not pay the vendors. I don't know if that's his job to do that in this situation, but this can't be too much of a surprise. He's, quote, delayed in Dubai with Floyd Mayweather. I can't imagine that anything good is coming of that trip to Dubai. A little debauchery in Dubai?
Isn't Mayweather the guy that said, you sign AB, if he doesn't cause any problems, you pay him $20 million. If he does cause you problems, we'll pay you $20
million? Yes,
wasn't that
exactly
the plan? I mean, old AB, he's just... And then last week, he wants to retire as a Steeler.
That's right.
You weren't here last week for that.
I heard about it.
What do you think of that?
Well, you and I
and
Bob talked about that.
Yeah. You were here. You were here.
I think it's ridiculous. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Honor, and I would never honor him. His situation is different from others. When it comes to a team honoring a guy's legacy, he walked out on a team when they were trying to win a game that could have put them in the playoffs.
Let me play the devil's advocate here. Do you feel that way about James Harrison, too?
No, different. When he was called upon, he would have played. He played when he was called upon.
But he quit.
He acted like a jerk.
He quit.
He didn't quit the team.
Well, yes, he did. I mean, he would sleep in meetings. I call that quitting on
yeah,
the team.
He,
his- sleeping in meetings, leaving when he wasn't going to dress for a game.
Sure, but if you asked him to play, he was going to play.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But yeah, that's borderline. But it's to me, it's not the same as AB. It's not.
No. I agree. No, I'm not. I'm just throwing James Harrison out there.
No, it's a good
as
it's
an
a good
example because
example.
They've welcomed James Harrison back.
Yes,
they have.
I think James
and
Harrison.
James Harrison also got, if I remember correctly, a rousing ovation from the fans.
Yeah,
you know who conveniently look by the sleeping and everything else and remember.
I also
a
have
Super
reason
Bowl
to,
hero.
Yeah, I have reason to believe that James Harrison was misled by Tomlin because it's now been too many people who have walked out or quit or just misbehaved
Melvin Ingram.
Because they thought they were misled by Tomlin. Yeah. There's too many of them, Ron.
There's right. That's true. Your point's good.
And I don't think that Harrison did the right thing. And I want to commend your point as well. It's at least as good as mine and maybe better.
No, it's I've never
he
better
did,
than
he
you.
Did.
You're
he
the
acted
best
like
of all
a jerk.
Time.
He probably he quit in some respects, but if they had said you're playing this weekend, he would have played. Now Antonio can say his agent said that Sunday against Cincinnati,
he was ready to play.
He was ready to play. So maybe I'm arguing against myself here, Ron.
No, you're
maybe
not.
Maybe they shouldn't have honored James Harrison.
He quit on the team. The
but all I know is
the bottom line is they should not honor Antonio.
Yes.
At all.
I agree.
Even though, in my opinion, he's the greatest receiver in franchise history.
I would
expertism.
I would not put him in my Hall of Honor. Here's what he said to his fans in Pittsburgh a day before he's not showing up for a concert that people already have tickets to. Probably like eight people.
I wonder how many people have tickets. Although
I
it's like a train
enough.
Wreck, right? People
yes.
want to come out and see.
And maybe they like his music.
What
I don't know.
What he's going to do. I think that might be why you would go.
People showed up. I think he had a show in Miami or somewhere. Am I right about that, Maddie?
Believe you are, yes.
And it looked like there were a decent amount of people there. Now, camera angles can fool you a little
bit.
Now,
was he the star attraction?
Yes, he was.
Okay. He's got hits like this.
Is he like Don McLean with American Pie? There's just a whole lot of money. That's the only one that people show up for?
I guess.
One hit?
I don't know any of his other songs or any other lyrics to that song.
You know any other Don McLean songs, Ron, other than
not.
American? Isn't Starry, Starry Night maybe one of those?
Mm.
Can you imagine a Don McLean A-B duo act? Would that go over
Did
well?
Did he sing when he was at UCLA, when he was playing? Was he a singer back then?
He might have. So A-B says, you know, I would never play you guys. Of course he wouldn't, Ron. It's always love there. That's where we started. That's where we're going to finish. I'm coming June 3rd. You like to place a bet on that, Ron? Over-under June 3rd?
I will say he won't be here.
I want to see all my Steelers fans, all the love. We're going to break bread and music, fashion, life, football, and everything.
Now,
did they tell
you
your ticket? Do your two tickets still work on June 3rd?
Where are you finding this?
This is all over the place.
Okay. Because he blocked me a long time ago. I can't follow him or check on anything he sends out, and I feel like I'm a better person because of it.
AB, and he finishes by saying, AB will never let you down. Now, if there's one thing I say about AB, he'll never let you down, Ron, except when he quits before a de facto playoff game, right?
You got it.
I got three more things for you, Ron. Somebody's out in the Steelers GM search. That's where we're going to start next, and Nick Saban is whining like a little baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, I believe we're through three here with our show-opening six-pack.
I still have quite the thirst going over here.
So let's crack another one here. Steelers GM position. At various times, I've completely forgotten there is a Steelers open GM position, but Lewis Riddick is out, has ruled himself out, signs a contract extension with ESPN. Andrew Stocke, I think, reported this, that Riddick tells me he's out, and this was after a New York Post report. So first things first, he's going to be on Monday Night Football as the number two NFL team there with Dan Orlovsky and Steve Levy. So I'm compelled to ask you, Ron, what do you think of Orlovsky? Have you seen a lot of him?
See, I don't pay attention. I don't watch these guys a lot. I don't watch these shows and these analysts. Maybe that's to my detriment. Maybe I should. I mean, I read sometimes about what they say, but I don't really follow them that well. I mean, every time I've heard Riddick, he impresses me.
Yes.
I mean, I think he's very sharp. Now, this tells me, you know, that he had to make a decision. Probably tells me he didn't think he was going to get the Steelers job.
Right.
So he went with the safe job, and I think it's great for him. Probably getting a lot of money to do what he does. And he's a good Pitt man. He represents Pitt very, very well.
I find Orlovsky annoying, but if him and Riddick can have sort of a back-and-forth type relationship on the air, like
chemistry
you and
like you and me, right?
I think that would be good. I do. I will say this. Orlovsky can be entertaining, and he can be compelling. I just happen to find him annoying. But, Ron, thousands of people find me annoying, right? Especially my voice, so who cares?
Or your yelps.
Some of that.
Your yawns.
Singing.
Your
everything.
Singing. Yeah, a lot of people. I think more than a few thousand.
Million,
you,
maybe?
Found you distasteful.
Pittsburgh, you know, that's. I think that's what Riddick wanted to do, obviously, was be a GM. He's interviewed in a number of places, and I think he is a really sharp football guy. But, hey, if you're making good money on television and you don't have to deal with that kind of pressure, I think he might be happy in the end.
You're never wrong when you're in the box, in the broadcast booth.
Exactly. So
now,
I've
heard a lot of people would love to see him be like the Pitt AD.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, I think Heather Lyke's done a good job here, and I'm not suggesting that, you know, that he replace her, but a lot of people wish he would be the Pitt AD.
For sure. Oh, man, I just
He's bled. Pitt.
Yeah. But I wish for him that that's not the case, honestly. Can you imagine AD and everything that goes along with that?
Oh, especially
compared
now.
To being an announcer on Monday Night Football?
Especially now.
Yes.
When I know that's going to be one of our topics, too, the name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal. I don't know that I want to be in college athletics administration right now.
So there's a number of candidates that remain. for
what
second
is up
interviews.
With Brandon Hunt?
I don't know. Andy Weidel is an interesting guy. I think they've already done a second interview with him. Pittsburgh guy, long, impressive resume. He feels almost like he's a front runner to me, but Brandon Hunt, I don't know. Omar Khan is still on that list. I think he interviewed a second time.
Doug Whaley?
Doug Whaley. As I mentioned in my column this morning, I hope that Doug Whaley's take on Jack Ham doesn't make it into the interview, Ron. I don't think that'll go well, right?
I think he interviewed before he offered. Oh, well,
he's getting a second one.
No, he already got a second one.
He did?
He got a second one last week, yeah.
I haven't seen that reported.
He did. He wasn't here on Wednesday morning of last week when he normally is.
And that was his second interview.
That was his second interview.
And that was reported as fact?
That was reported as fact. I think the Steelers sent it out. We've interviewed him for the second time.
Very interesting. Well, I hope he didn't bring up his Jack Ham take in the second interview.
Buffalo, Philly, Hunt, he's looking elsewhere. I think Omar interviewed with the Bears, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Weidel's going to wind up being the guy.
Maybe. I'm thinking it still might be the two they have already, Hunt and Omar Khan.
All right. Next one coming up is Nick Saban.
Ugh.
And I believe we have a clip of Nick Saban.
So you hear the cans opening back there. Have you caught that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay.
Maddie's all over this thing.
Okay.
Nothing
just want to make sure.
Him.
It's not really loud. You have to really listen for
now,
it.
Now, did Horse leave that clip for you, Matt, or did you find
no,
your own?
No, this was a discovery this morning.
Very industrious of you. Now, I guess this is Nick Saban. Is it a TV interview, or is it him talking to boosters? What is happening here? Do you know?
He was at some kind of event. I've got to look into the
details
a little
bit more.
Wasn't
Jay Billis that part of this was like a panel discussion
or
something?
He was on some kind of stage talking about this, had a microphone in his hand, and I don't know what the line of questioning was that led to this answer, but he didn't hold back.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
I have no sympathy for him.
Me neither.
I have no sympathy for him. He wants the status quo because the status quo, he wins every year. You know, you were away last week. Did you see the quotes from Mike Bray of Notre Dame?
No.
Talking about this stuff. He said, I'm so tired of these coaches moaning about this stuff. This is the world we live in. Stop whining. Deal with it. Last time I checked, you were well compensated. I don't want to hear the moaning anymore. I felt like applauding him. Really did. Nick Saban makes like 10 or 11 million a year. He loves winning, and I don't blame him for that. But, you know, and I don't believe that one way or the other when he says we never paid players. I don't believe that. I don't. And now Deion Sanders, prime time at Jackson State. Apparently, Saban accused him of paying $1 million for a certain player, and Sanders ripped him. It's a lie and no truth and everything else.
A couple of things come to mind here. First, is Saban implying there that NIL doesn't exist with Alabama football players?
Seems like it to me. Didn't his quarterback, who never played a down,
right.
Was it Bryce Young, had a deal last year for a zillion dollars?
I don't know if it was him or the guy coming in. But
I think it was him. Hadn't played a down.
What is he talking about here?
I don't know.
What he's doing, I think, though, in the end, is sending a not-so-subtle message that if we're going to keep up with these people,
we're going to outbid everybody.
I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain this in the future. That in the future, to me, is translated as, hey, boosters, let's step up our game here.
Right. You want to play this way? We'll play this way, too. I mean, but how are we going to know the difference? They get all the best players anyway.
Exactly. So
I have no sympathy for Nick.
Complete whining. Plus, they're already engaged in the same thing. Plus, and most importantly, he makes it sound like Texas A&M is doing something illegal.
Right.
The whole point is this is above board. You're
That's
allowed
right.
to buy players.
That's right. I love what Mike Bray said. You know, last time I checked, you were well compensated. Not Saban in general.
Right.
I mean, it's particular, but coaches in general. It's okay for them to make big money. They don't want any of the players to make the money.
Exactly. And did you see, what's his name? Well, who's the head of the NCAA?
Mark Emmert.
His salary get released?
I did not.
That in the pandemic year when everybody else was taking cuts, guess whose salary went up?
Whose? Him.
Yes. well over $2 million.
Was he retiring after
what the hell does he do?
Something I don't know. Well, not much. It's why he's retiring.
But
why,
his salary
why
went
the NCAA
up.
Should be retired.
Can't possibly. And it's not even. This isn't even schools paying the players. This is separate from that. This isn't. Right. This isn't taking away out of the school coffers to pay players. Right. This is them with their own deals.
Right.
NIL, and he wants to sit there and whine about that. But I honestly do think more than that, it was specifically designed to perk up the ears
you
of those.
You think you can outbid us? You haven't seen anything yet.
Exactly. And they're already doing it.
I know.
Hold on a second here, Ron.
I think Bryce Young had a deal before he ever took a snap at Alabama.
I'm going to look that up right now, real time, to make for especially riveting radio. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young nets NIL deal with BMW of Tuscaloosa. And this guy has the nerve to sit there and accuse A&M of buying players. He's got a guy with a BMW deal worth, I think you're right.
He had never taken a snap before he had that deal.
Listen to this. Young is one of college football's highest paid athletes. I don't know that I've ever read that sentence before.
No.
It's kind of jarring to read that.
It is.
He's one of college football's highest paid athletes, netting deals with Cash App, Subway, Logan's Roadhouse, and now BMW of Tuscaloosa. The nerve of this guy, Nick Saban. The nerve of him.
I hear you. I hear you. He wants it, you know, and I think your point, though, is a good one. He's saying, you know what? You think we've stepped into this fray. You haven't seen anything yet.
I know, but when he's got a guy who's got a $1 million deal and is going around BMWs in Tuscaloosa, what's next?
I hear you.
What do they give him next?
I don't know how much more you can go. I guess you can still keep going higher.
He's saying every guy on Texas A&M, they bought every player, which can't be true either unless, well, a lot of these schools do have NIL deals where through, you know, food companies or whatever, restaurants. A restaurant would be a food company. Yes, Ron?
That would be a food company.
Where every player on the team gets a stipend. And what's wrong with that? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with NIL. Nothing wrong.
Saban just wants it the way it was so he can continue to win championships.
Are you going to care if somebody gets a $10 million deal through NIL?
I don't care if they make any amount now. No, I don't.
I asked the guy we had on.
If somebody can afford to pay him, wants to pay him, I can, no problem.
I asked the guy, and I forget his name, but he was someone who brokered these kinds of deals with NIL, and he was a lawyer. Remember we had him on the show?
Right,
I said, if
right.
the next LeBron James comes along or Bo Jackson in football and decides they want to play 1 year, could we see a $10 million player if somebody wants to step up and pay the guy? He said, absolutely we could, and I think we will.
Now, this is interesting, too. Is this going to keep guys in college instead of going
to the
pros?
I was just going to say
Jordan Addison, okay? Just say he could have gone to the pros this
year. Right.
And he couldn't. I don't know what he's going to make. Maybe it's not $10 million. But say somebody would give him $10 million. Would he delay his come back to college for one more year for that? Be hard to turn down, wouldn't it?
Great question. And I was just going to present to you the kid from Gonzaga, their star player, Timmy. I was reading about the NBA draft lottery. I honestly don't know what his status is right now, but at the time I read this, it said probably could go to NBA, but NIL might keep him in college. Same. You're reading stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, if you're not sure you're going to be a first-round pick in the NFL, you're a late first-round guy, you could absolutely make more in NIL than you could as a second-round pick.
Absolutely.
I wonder which is
what
really
impact
interesting.
That's going to have on the NFL. And I think Colbert talked about that last week. I think McGonagall, John Football, sat down with him, and he said they're still trying to figure out how this is going to impact the NFL.
Very interesting to me. All right. I think the NFL may react at some point and say you can come here after 1 year of college football.
Instead of three.
Yeah.
It's 3 years from your high school graduation.
3 years from high school. Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald went to prep school for a year and then was at Pitt only for two and then was able to go to the pros.
All right. Lots else going on here. We haven't finished our Penguins grades. But, Ron, up next, I want to present to you a question that was presented earlier today on our station regarding Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger, whose career would you rather have to this point? We'll talk about that. We have Tony Grossi out of Cleveland, been covering the Browns for a long time. Lots happening there, as you may have heard, with both the quarterbacks in Cleveland. Ron, do you have a message for the people here, or you already did that? Okay. We'll talk about that coming up next. All right, Ron, I heard this topic broached. I think this is the sixth and final can we're cracking open here to open the show. We got Tony Grossi from Cleveland talking some really intriguing stuff with the Browns at the top of the hour. Whose career would you rather have? Now, obviously, Ben's is over, but I'm using the phrase have in the present because Aaron Rodgers is still playing. Rodgers or Ben?
Well, I'd rather have Ben's because he won two Super Bowls and only one for Rodgers. But, I mean, Rodgers' stats just, I mean, if I'm saying who's the better quarterback, I would say Rodgers by a little bit. But I would rather have Ben with the two rings than Rodgers with the one ring.
So let me ask you that in that vein. Would you rather have Trent Dilfer's career or Dan Marino's?
I see what you're saying there, but these guys both have played at a very high level. Trent Dilfer did not play at that kind of high level that I can compare him to Dan Marino. The other two guys I can compare. So
well, I'm not asking you who's the better player. I'm saying whose career would you rather have?
I would rather have Ben's because he has two Super Bowls.
Okay. So then we get to Marino and Dilfer. You'd rather have Marino's because?
I would rather have Marino because he was just a much better quarterback. Ben and Rodgers are very comparable.
Yeah.
The other two are not even in the same country, let alone ballpark. So, no, I would rather have Marino's career.
Yes, myself as well. Well, let's make it a little more even then.
Okay.
Would you rather have had Joe Flacco's career or Marino's?
I'd still rather have Marino's career because he was still significantly better than Flacco.
That one I'm a little bit torn on. Would I rather have, in other words, would I rather have been an all-time great or just a good player who won a championship or two?
Right. And who, I mean, how much, Flacco made a lot of money too. I mean, how much did Marino make versus how much Flacco made? That has to be a factor too.
Probably not even close because of the eras.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, Marino is...
Although in endorsements and things like that, I shouldn't say that.
Marino is like Mario here. In South Florida, Marino is like Mario here. Hospitals named after him, highways named after him. He's an absolute deity in Miami.
Yes.
But, I mean, so I think I would rather have his career than Flacco's.
So we're talking about the difference of one Super Bowl with Rodgers and Ben. And that's why I have to think about this one. Would I rather have been a guy, because individually it's really not that close. Rodgers won four MVPs.
Right.
Four of them. I don't know that Ben's ever gotten a vote. Now, as
far as win one.
Who's the better quarterback, I'd probably say Rodgers, although I think Ben is among the top 10.
Right.
So I'd rather be a top 10, okay, 15, 20, whatever, with two Super Bowls, or be a four-time MVP with one, where I beat the other guy.
It's a tough
where
call.
Where I beat the other guy.
It's a tough call.
Ron, I'm a little bit selfish. I think I'd rather be Rodgers and be considered.
Why is that selfish?
Because I'm looking at individual, what it was for me, rather than team.
I hear you.
I mean, if Super Bowl rings.
I would love to have been either one of them in the NFL, you know, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm basing it on how famous so were you with Marino. How famous would I be? How much money would I make?
Right.
And what would my stats be? And how many MVPs would I win? I would want those things if I was a pro athlete.
You're right.
And I'd want a championship. And here I get one of those.
It's not like he has zero.
And he beat the other guy in that game.
And he did.
And he still has a chance to win more. So I got to go Rodgers right now. Because I still have a chance to win my second one.
Yes, he does.
You know?
For like $50 million a year or whatever.
Exactly. It's a good question. I was rather intrigued by it, Ron. And it gets back always to the debate of rings over individual accolades.
Right. But Ben has had his share of individual accolades, too. Not the MVP type accolades, but as his statistics are in the top five or six all time.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely.
He's had a hell of a career, too. And then you throw in the extra Super Bowl ring.
I see that.
And actually was in a third Super Bowl. Rodgers was only in one.
True.
So it's a
But a four-time MVP is an unusual animal.
No, that's an incredible animal.
I mean, incredible animal.
Speaking of incredible animals, we got Tony Grossi from Cleveland. You think we got some good quarterback talk coming up with him? What about Deshaun Watson? And what I can't wait to hear is, what about Baker Mayfield? Might be able to play the Baker Mayfield train song for him.
Oh, in the meantime, speaking of songs, Ron, I have a treat to end the hour here.
All right.
We mentioned that AB, shockingly, has backed out of his concert tomorrow night that people presumably had tickets for, maybe only 11 or 13 people. But he's in Dubai, stuck in Dubai. Although I would imagine he's having a pretty good time with Floyd Mayweather.
I would think so.
So I don't. We wondered if AB was a one-hit wonder. What's the song called? Whole Lot of Money?
Whole Lot of Money.
Right.
Pantheon was the name of the album, or name of the
Paradigm,
show.
I think. Paradigm, yes. So is AB a one-hit wonder like Don McLean with American Pie? But it turns out Don McLean had another song, Ron. And then it turns out, at least to wonder what it would be like. Could you attract a bigger crowd if you put AB with Don McLean? I think you could attract maybe a bigger crowd. Let's take a listen to what that might sound like.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day.
Would you go to that?
Oh, absolutely. I'd go see AB anytime.
Are they going to let you use your tickets for the June 3rd show, Ron?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we have a source.
I had a party of 10 that I was taking with me. So.
Yeah.
Big night out for the Cook
entourage.
Entourage.
You think he's showing up for that show?
No, I don't. Or how about how late will he show up?
Tony Grossi up next on Cleveland Browns quarterbacks, who have been a topic for a long, long time. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet, warmer and clearing as the day moves on, high of 81. JP Roofing and Siding, one of my favorite topics, and that's because of Joe Potocnik, who I've met on different occasions, whom I like very much, and who has built a business here over the last 40 years that does incredible work, and I can attest to that firsthand. JP Roofing Inside has done work at my house, and they did exactly what they said they would do and did an impeccable job. So roofing, siding, $500 off the top for any roofing and siding installation. Again, he's been doing this for 40 years in this market. You don't thrive in this market for that long. Somebody's going to say something if it's not right. Correct? Well, it's always right with JP, and if not, he'll make it right real fast. $500 off any roofing or siding installation. You get a great warranty, Corning guaranteed warranty. You can ask about 100% financing. Give him a call, 412-829-7711. That's 829-7711.
With eyes that know the darkness in my soul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.